Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this evening I should like to begin with something that I read about a mathematician and a philosopher and a religious writer who lived in the 17th century. It had always fascinated me and was a source of meditation for me. His name is Blaise Pascal. He was a brilliant mathematician, and in fact, very early in his life, I think it was in his late teens, he wrote a very influential treatise on conic sections that is still cited today. He was very much a part of what came to be called the new science, a way of investigating the world and the universe that was made possible through the invention of the telescope and then the microscope. And Blaise Pascal was fascinated with all of this, his work in mathematics, his friendship with other natural scientists. But there was a lingering shadow for him in all of this new science. He said that because of the telescope, we could begin to discover that the universe was much vaster than we ever conceived of it. And it was a universe that went into deeper and deeper darkness. And he wondered how we were going to live with this vast apparent emptiness of the universe. But he said with the microscope, we began to discover the infinitesimal small, the atom, the molecules and whatnot that make up all of matter. And he said that in the discovery of the vastness of space and in the infinitely small aspects of living reality, we now are in a universe that seems to be so silent. And he wondered how we were going to live with a universe, with a nature that no longer seems to speak to us, in which we may feel alienated rather than a part of a living organism. In the Middle Ages, there was a belief that the universe worked in a specific and very rational way, and in fact had an order that very much touched upon human life. Well, with the new science and the new technology, this kind of universe seemed to be decreasing, while a vaster universe was being presented. But he said, how are we going to live with the silence of the universe? Is it going to be simply a vast machine that works on its own, that perhaps was a giant clock created by God, wound up and then left to its own devices? Are we, in fact, simply part of a mechanical device? Now, when he said that, he began also a very profound religious conversion that really began to define the rest of his life. It was not a long life, but a very rich one. And he said that living in this universe that was now presented to us by mathematics and by the new discoveries in science, we seem to be subject to forces we imperfectly understand and little control. He records a conversation he had with a friend of his who was very much a part of this new science, in which his friend said, you know, when you consider the vastness, the immensity of the universe around us, the human person is really very small and perhaps insignificant to the order of the universe. Well, Blaise Pascal replied to him, well, my friend, you have to understand that astronomically speaking, the universe may seem vast, but the astronomer is the human person. It is the human person himself that is defining this reality, trying to understand the data that is created by the new science. It is the human person who is defining and shaping our understanding of this. And in his conversion, his profound sense of the nearness of God, especially in the person of Jesus Christ, Blaise Pascal began to retrieve a sense of creation that we inherited from sacred scripture and from the early church fathers and from the philosophers and theologians of the Middle Ages, that all of creation is a revelation of God, and it is reasonable, and human persons, by study and attentiveness, can discover that reasonable basis of creation, and that that creation of which we are a part and the reasonable part of it, there is a beginning and an end. And by end, I mean not simply the terminus, not the stopping of the reality of creation, but there is an end which is a purpose. And human beings are part of that reality, and in fact, they are the astronomers. They are the investigators. And it is part of a discovery of not only how creation works, but the very meaning of the reality of God. Pascal began to understand that this natural science can tell us how something works, but is not really fully equipped to explain why it works, why it is here, and why have we been placed in a position in creation to be called to understand what is around us. Now, when I think of this, when I think of Blaise Pascal and that great fear that he had about the silence of the universe, about a nature and universe that never said anything to us, something that may become just mechanical, not under our control, beyond our understanding. I think of two feast days that very shortly we will be celebrating in our church's calendar. The first is the Feast of St. Michael and the other archangels that we celebrate on September the 29th. And the other is the Feast of the Guardian Angels that we celebrate on October the 2nd. And it is an opportunity for us to understand that in this vast creation that proceeded from the will of God, from his desire to create human beings from a profound sense of love, that we understand that part of this creation is a creation of a purely spiritual realm, the realm of the angels. And the angels, being purely spiritual realities, have a specific role to play in our sense of creation, our sense of our relationship to God, and in fact begins to allow us to understand what is our particular role in this created order. Because the human person straddles the two realities of creation, the material and the spiritual. And since the human person is an integral union of body and soul, the human person has a foot both in the material world around us that we can see, touch, and feel, and the spiritual world, which is not bodily, but very much touches upon our reality. And the angels are a reminder to us of that spiritual realm of which we are part and which, in fact, connects with us. I think the teaching on the nature of angels allows us to understand that the universe is not one big machine. The universe is infused with spiritual realities, infused with that sense of beginning and purpose, of a movement in creation, which we call history, of going from one place to another in the life of our human reality. And along that pathway, we are accompanied by a spiritual reality, the very angels of God. Now, specifically, the angels have a couple of roles to play. One is simply the worship of God. Those angels that are closest to the divine reality are angels whose entire existence is one of worship and glorification. But the angels also are a connection between the all-holy God and human persons. These are, in the tradition of the Catholic faith, angels who are in the lower level of the choir of angels. And the word angel means simply messenger. It is through the angels that so often we come to understand the nearness of God, to understand how God reveals himself to us. And the angels, thirdly, are there to accompany us, to be part of us. And we have to remember that the angels themselves, at the moment of their creation, had to decide between being with God or against God. The angels are extraordinarily intelligent beings. And at that moment, what was introduced into God's created world because of the free will granted to these angels was evil. And among the angels, there is a continuing struggle, a spiritual warfare between good and evil, between being and nothingness. For the angels that decided for themselves rather than for God were so taken with their intellectual and spiritual perfection that they considered themselves their own creators, and in that moment turned away from the source of all reality to an abyss of nothing, but being created for eternity. Even the angels who decided against God will continue to exist, but to continually fall deeper and deeper into nothingness. The angels also, I think, not only tempt us to the good, as the fallen angels tempt us toward evil, but they also remind us that in all things, in the changes of our lives, in the changes of seasons, in the discoveries of the world about us, to which God invites us to understand more and more clearly, we all of us have a meaning and a purpose. We are not simply cogs in a mechanical universe, but we have a uniqueness. We have a vocation, We have a vocation to life, to understand creation, to be, in a sense, co-workers with God in the protection of that creation, to allow it to bear the fruit. The angels also remind us that all of creation, even the vast depths of the universe, are an expression of the reality of God and should awaken in us a sense of awe and wonder and worship and praise. And as they remind us of this and move with us, we begin to realize that along our own pilgrimage, from our birth, from our baptism, to what we pray and long for will be eternal life with God, the angels are present. They are not there to make puppets of us, but to be companions. And for this, we must express a profound gratitude for the creation of God, for our place within it, and our sense of its spiritual grandeur that we are called as human persons to express in our material reality as well in the depths of our souls.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.